Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM in the AM. My name is Mike Campbell. This lovely lady right next to me is my beautiful wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody. It is a great day to talk about the Word of God.
That's right. Every day is a good day to be alive in the kingdom of God. Talk about the Word of God. Live the Word of God. Speak the Word of God. I mean, come on.
The Word of God.
Yes, we're all about the Word of God. You know, it's like a medicine, according to Proverbs 4.
That's right.
And it's medicine for all of your flesh. So the Word of God brings life. But this week we're talking about...
Anointed for life.
Anointed for life.
Talking about the anointing. And anointed for life is talking about how we can live our life.
Yeah. You know, when we talk about the anointing, I got to get that thing off. I'm sorry. It was bothering me. When we talk about the anointing, we talk about... it's kind of a churchy term because people don't know what the anointing is.
Right.
But the anointing is simply the power of God, the presence of God, the power of God to destroy sin and sickness in our life.
Right.
That's what the anointing is, and that's what it does. Jesus was anointed. We're anointed. We're going to cover some of these things this week. But here's what's important for you to understand. The anointing is real. And I just want to say this to every preacher that might see this and every believer that might see this. If you're in a service where there is no anointing, you're just in another political rally. The difference between a politician and a preacher is the anointing. The anointing brings life. Politicians make promises every day that never come through, but the promises of God are yes and amen. And so that's what's important for us. So, you know, we got to ask ourselves. In fact, let's start out with Isaiah. You got that in Isaiah 61. We're not going to cover all of this right now, but it is one of the most powerful scriptures. And the promise of it was fulfilled in Luke 4. But here we go.
That's right. And this is sort of the definition of what the anointing is in our lives. And it says here, Isaiah 61, 1 through 3. You want me to read all three?
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to stop me at certain points?
I might. Who knows?
I'll pause just in case. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord. Oh, that's NLT. Let me go back to New King James. We like it that way. The Spirit of the Lord of God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable word of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our Lord, to comfort all who mourn, to console those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified.
All right. So we're in a year of Jubilee right now. And if you'll notice in verse 2, it says to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And the day of vengeance. So this is important to comfort all who mourn. And we have a lot of mourning going on in the world today, a lot of sorrow because of everything that's going on. But we've got good news. Jesus has come to set us free. Now it says the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That there is the key. Therein is a key. The Spirit of God was upon Jesus. This is a Messiah prophecy. I don't know what the right way to say that is.
Messianic.
A messianic prophecy. That's it. Way to go, honey. She's not just pretty. She's smart. And that makes her pretty smart. But it's a messianic prophecy which spoke about Jesus and about his coming and what would happen when he was here on the earth. Now, Jesus came in the form of a child. He was born of a virgin. And then he lived his life sin-free for 33 years. In those 33 years that he lived his life, this is what's significant for us because he was the Son of God, right? Would you believe that?
Right.
I mean, the day he was born, he was the Son of God.
Right.
But he was also part man. He was 100% God, 100% man. And so this says the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me.
It doesn't say the Spirit of God is upon me because I was born with it.
That's right.
It doesn't say the Spirit of God is upon me because I am the Son of God. It says because the Lord has anointed me. And that's why we can look at it later on.
Yeah.
We're going to cover this a little more, but the fact that we have the anointing as
yes.
well. We have the ability to walk in that anointing because Jesus was man and God anointed him.
Yeah. That's right. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, we'll make this statement. We'll pursue it probably tomorrow. But Jesus didn't do any miracles until after he was anointed by God.
Right.
And we'll find the answer to that in Philippians 2. We'll look at that later. But this is what's important to us. You have to understand why Jesus came. The anointing is a real thing. In fact, the anointing is a consecration. It's where God settles upon us because we have given ourselves to God. And Jesus' anointing was strong and grew because of the time that he spent with God. So if it's God upon us, what are we talking about? The presence of God.
Yes.
That's what the anointing is. In fact, there's a scripture in Isaiah. It's right there on that page.
Oh, that same one.
Yeah. Isaiah.
That was in 61.
No. Right here, honey.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Right there. Isaiah 10:27.
Mm-hmm. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing.
Now, this is what we need to understand, is that the anointing came to destroy bondage off of people's lives. That's, you know, in the old covenant, only the prophet, the priest, and the king could be anointed. But in the new covenant, every believer that's born again receives the Spirit of God on the inside. But then God comes on the outside also, and there's an empowerment that comes. And this anointing is so, so important for us to understand and to live by. It ought to be the thing that drives us in the ministry and even in our personal lives. You know, people are just as anointed in their personal life. When the Bible says lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, it doesn't say pastors, doesn't say prophets, evangelists, apostles, teachers. It says believers.
Mm-hmm.
So you can grow the anointing in your life. And the reason we have it is not so. Now watch and listen, Jada. People just want to act like they're spiritual. This is not to show your spirituality because it's available to every believer. All right. This is for the liberation of people as you share Jesus Christ. Notice what he said. And it shall come to pass in that day that the burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke will be destroyed. I mean, literally, we have a definition of destroy. It means to lose, to dissolve, to sever, to break, to demolish.
Demolish.
To reduce to zero. Now, there's a scripture that I think you need to understand that helps us with this anointing. And it's found in 1 John 3 and verse 8. Now, Jada's going to read this, but listen closely to this verse.
It says, 1 John 3:8, he who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil.
Now, in Isaiah 27, he says he'll destroy because of the anointing. The yoke
is destroyed.
See, when we talk about a yoke, we don't really understand that because we don't use team of oxen anymore. But they used to put a yoke around their neck so they could control them. Sin comes on your life mm-hmm. so that sin and Satan can control you, all right? They want to control you. They want to be your master and drive you toward death.
Mm-hmm.
But you listen to me. There's a yoke-destroying anointing that can come and loose that off of you when you're made free. John described it as the Son of God was manifested. The Son of God, who is that? Jesus. Why was he manifested? That he might destroy, reduce to zero the work of the devil in your life. Now, the moment you get born again, everything is reduced to zero. The problem is you haven't renewed your mind. And so the acceleration picks back up in certain areas of your life. If this were a speedometer and we're on zero, you know, the moment I start down the road, I pick up speed, don't I?
Mm-hmm.
Well, God, your spirit is made whole and the anointing has destroyed,
mm-hmm.
but you have to enforce it by living for God. And that's where the word of God comes in. And you cooperate with that anointing so that yoke busting, sin destroying anointing will continue to work in your life.
That's good. That's good. When we are born again, that moment, everything is to zero. Yeah. We're a clean slate.
That's right.
It takes time, and we've covered this several times, and I think sometimes it's our focus that we need to keep in mind is that renewing the mind is what transforms us. And that's so right. Our mind is not immediately transformed at the moment of salvation. So the Word of God, as we prosper in the Word, as we pursue peace, as we pursue God, then we're renewing our mind and getting rid of, you know, keeping those sins at bay, keeping those temptations away, and walking in that kingdom.
That's right. That's what the anointing does for us. That's right. We're going to pick this up tomorrow. We've gone long enough today. So here we go. Father, I pray for every person watching. Pray today will be a great day. Thank you now for the yoke-destroying power of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny, if you will allow it. That's literally what we're talking about this week. Make sure that you click your like, share, or follow button right down there. If you're on YouTube, make sure that you subscribe now so you can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing around the world. We're heading out this coming week, and we'd love for you to follow what's happening in Mike Campbell Ministries.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us today. Join us again tomorrow. Same bad time, same bad channel for more of PM in the AM. God bless everybody. Have a great day.
God bless.